Good morning. Hello and welcome to Money Controls Market Minutes. Today is May 29 and here are the top things to know before the market opens. After the Indian equities continued their downward trajectory for the second consecutive session, today the GIFT Nifty trends are pointing out to a positive start for the Indian markets. Yesterday, we saw that the Nifty spent another day in consolidation, remaining largely range-bound ahead of the monthly expiry. It ended the session with a loss of 74 points, closing at 24,752 levels. The decline was largely driven by weakness in FMCG and auto stocks. Meanwhile, in the broader markets, mid-cap and small-cap indices continued to outperform the benchmark, showcasing their resilience. While the mid-cap index closed flat, the small-cap index gained by about 0.3%. Among sectors, Nifty FMCG, auto, healthcare, metal, all of them indices faced the most significant selling pressure. However, PSU banks and Nifty Financial Services Index managed to end the day in the green. Today is the monthly F&O expiry day, and experts believe that if Nifty falls and sustains below that 24,700 mark, a downward move toward 24,500 would be possible. However, a decisive close above 24,850 could drive the index towards the recent swing high of 25,116 levels. Coming to the stocks that will be in focus today, first up is the shares of IndusInd. Shares of IndusInd will be in focus after the SEBI barred former IndusInd Bank CEO Sumant Kathpalia and four others from dealing in the share market. The second are shares of Gensol Engineering will be in focus after NCLT in Ahmedabad has ordered the freezing and attachment of all bank accounts and lockers belonging to the company and its associated entities. Thirdly, shares of Tata Chemicals will be in focus as N. Chandrasekharan resigned as a director and chairperson and appointed S. Padmanabhan as director and chairperson, which is effective from tomorrow onwards. Thirdly, shares of DLF will be in focus after the company's arm incorporated a wholly owned subsidiary in Gift City, Gujarat. Some of the earnings reactions from the stocks will also be seen. First up is your Deepak Nitrite will be reacting to its Q4 results as revenue rose modestly by about 2.5% year-on-year, while net profit was down by about 20% on a year-on-year basis. Secondly, shares of Insecticides India will be in focus after the company delivered good set of numbers with about revenue up about 31% on a year-on-year basis and net profit was up about 84% on a year-on-year basis. Thirdly, shares of IRCTC will also be in focus after it delivered its revenue of about 10% increase on a year-on-year basis in the March quarter and the net profit was also up by about 26% on a year-on-year basis increase. Shifting focus to global cues, let's take a look at what they present before us. Overnight, the US markets did not end well, with the S&P 500 ending the day almost 0.6% lower, while tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite lost about 0.5% and Dow fell nearly 245 points. However, the US futures rose after a federal court knocked down President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs and solid earnings from AI heavyweight Nvidia also buoyed the market. The similar effect was seen in the Asia-Pacific markets because that rose this morning. We saw that the South Korea's Kospi rose by about 0.7%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 also rose by a percent or so, and Australia S&P 200 has risen by 0.1%. However, Treasury yields is something that investors will keep an eye out on because US Treasury yields and the 30-year bond rate touched above that 5% level once again as investors passed the minutes from the Federal Reserve's policy meeting. The 10-year Treasury yield also rose around 5 basis points at about 4.48%. Coming to the commodities market, oil prices stood steady at $64 per barrel. This happened after OPEC countries agreed to leave their formal output quotas unchanged, with market focus shifting toward potential increases from an 8-member subset of the alliance that had been carrying out separate voluntary production cuts. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Mohit Khanna of Purnatha PMS assessing the Q4 earnings and what the sectors were the ones that performed and outperformed and underperformed during the March quarter earnings season. Listen in.
See the overall earnings, what have come in as of now. Nifty 50 growth rates, sales revenue growth rates are tracking somewhere around 8 to 10%. Similar is the EBITDA growth, but the PAT growth has been lower at around 5 to 7%. Now, Nifty mid-cap index, 150 index, is tracking around 10% sort of an revenue growth and around 15% EBITDA growth, but good 18 to 17% of a PAT growth. If you see our portfolio, the Purnartha's dynamic mid-cap portfolio here, we are tracking somewhere around 15% weighted average revenue growth and 31% EBITDA growth and around 25% PAT growth. Now, if you see, within the market and within the size segments, in the mid-cap space, the outliers in terms of earnings delivery has been healthcare, CDMO, IT, metals, and chemicals, right? And what has disappointed is energy, real estate, and telecom, right? And that is exactly what our overweight and underweight positions have been, within our mid-cap portfolio, that we continue to like and we continue to see good earnings trajectory even from here on, in healthcare, CDMO, the metal companies that we own, the AMCs, the consumers, discretionary, FMEG. Mm. So those kind of, segments within the whole market space continue to outperform. If you see the Nifty 50 earnings, industrials and cyclicals have been, a standout performance within Nifty 50 large caps. We also continue to like industrials, government related rolling stock capex is somewhere we want to be, we are continue to focus on. And we think that this is where we can see a lot of new order wins coming in coming quarters.
With that, we've come to an end of this edition of Money Controls Market Minutes. Do stay tuned to us because we'll be back with more tomorrow at the same time.